All right, let's go. This part's staying in. Let's do this. You should probably go in first, man. Your chair's on the wall. Juova Studios. Judah Best.
Yeah, Judah Best.
Judah Budapest?
Budapest.
Oh, God.
This is the worst.
And
is
a tiny little bench.
What is the tiny little bench for? Dick sucking.
You can't sit on the tiny little bench.
Good time.
You're definitely in the camera.
Oh, yeah, your heads are definitely on.
Okay, hold on. Can we move the bench so we can sit on the floor?
Get the bench out of here.
All right,
get the bench out of here.
How the fuck do we get the bench out of here?
What if we just put the bench in front of the door?
You just knock some shit down, man. 3.
Oh, I can hear myself.
4, 5, 6, 7.
Did you really write notes?
There you go.
I didn't even notice you writing
notes. I wrote 7 pages of notes.
Did you write?
Can I have the headphones?
No.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I know. You like the headphones.
Also, you forgot the splitter.
Is it okay if my cup...
You also did.
Yes, that's accurate. God, this sounds like garbage.
Yeah.
Do I have to be right here? Yeah. I have to be on the mic.
Is it okay if my cup's right here and I reach for it?
If you fucking touch that drink, I will rip out your spleen.
Rip it out.
The whole spleen.
The whole spleen.
Colby is so much louder than me and I sound
God.
Hi, friends.
Move the thing closer to it then.
Hi, friends. I'm Seth Neiman.
Oh, shit.
I actually sound really good.
I
right
forgot
now.
Everything.
What are you doing? What's happening? Where
do you,
you
want
going?
Me to move the
what?
Microphone?
What?
Things. Do you want me to turn up your volume?
No. I think I'm just too far away. I don't think it picks me up. Like, right here, it sounds pretty good. Go ahead and turn it up, and I'll see if it makes a difference, I guess. I don't know either. I don't know what you're doing. I'm gonna
is
turn
this,
yours
like, a good
down.
Light for the camera?
What if I turn you? Oh, this is so much better. I fixed it. I fixed it, man. I might have fucked his up, but I fixed it, man. There's a button on your mic. There's a button. It's still on. It's just quieter. So now it doesn't pick me up as much, and this one picks me up a lot better. Get the fuck in here and let's do this piece of shit. It's over. Presbyterian. All right, let's see here.
Hey, babe, stop it. Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Yeah, these are necessary to have in here.
In this tiny ass room.
This doesn't even shut.
Not because of that bottom part.
Look at the bottom. Oh, let's shut it.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't want to be locked in here.
Oh!
We're locked in here.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit. I'm taking off. Taking off the wall business.
Can we get it? Oh! This fucking... This is not good for me. Oh! Yeah! It's a fucking rave! No, stop fucking stabbing me!
Oh, now it's monochrome tone white again. Oh!
Kylo Ren time!
Kylo motherfucking...
For those who are not here or watching the video, everyone, it's red in here now. We're in this place owned by Jim
Watch
Bean.
The video.
And he... Oh! He's got these fancy changing LED light thingies.
Watch the video. Do it. Can you even hear me?
Yeah, it's pretty... It's not bad.
Is it? Is it not bad?
It's not that bad.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm Kylo Ren.
You don't sound anything like Kylo Ren.
Where are the
droids? You sound like a kidnapper.
Where are the droids?
They're in my ass.
Where are they?
In my ass.
Where's the droid?
In my... God, would you quit asking? Kylo, are you stupid?
You're stupid. Did it, like, fade in? Is there, like, a strobe? Is this strobing? Are you doing this?
Didn't expect that tonight, did ya?
Oh, God.
I'm gonna press the button that says
Kylo
smooth.
Has a booger. Kylo has a booger.
We should probably actually start the show.
Bum, 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 ba-dum, bum. It's a Seth and Colby show.
That's what we're gonna start
Seth
with, then. That's what we're gonna do. All right.
Bum, ba-dum, bum.
I thought we were gonna do, like, the Star Wars theme to start. Da, 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 da. No, this is bad. This is going badly. Okay, to catch the audience up, we are sitting in a room owned by Steve McQueen.
Steve McQueen.
And Colby is wearing a Kylo Ren voice-changing mask.
No, I'm not wearing it. I am.
Okay, Kylo Ren is here, and his mask is broke. And it makes him sound like some type of child kidnapper who is calling for a ransom. There's also lights in here that can change colors, and Seth has the remote, which is not good for anybody.
Can you see my mouth? Hey, you can hear your laugh through this. It's fucking loud. Oh, Carlos laughing.
God, if this isn't recorded, I'm going to be so pissed.
Oh, it's recording.
Oh, it better be.
Oh, wait, hold on. What's recording?
The whole show?
It's not recording in Audition or whatever, Pro Tools.
I think it's just doing the video.
Oh.
Isn't that enough?
Wouldn't it be terrible if the...
That didn't work, or his computer crashed halfway through this, or who gives a fuck? Let's just do this. Okay. Woo! All right, so...
It's Star Wars.
It is December 31st, 2015, and Colby and I are here to fulfill our obligation of doing one show a year.
One show.
For some... I can't believe this, but the last show we did was actually November of last year, even though it seems like 2 weeks ago.
That's very long ago.
It was. So, here we are.
I wasn't there for that.
We've actually done this one other time before, and that was the weekend that, or the month that I moved back to Manhattan, and now we're doing it.
Hurts my fucking nose, man!
Take it off!
God! All right, Colby's here.
How does Adam Driver wear that? Because his nose is bigger than the Star Destroyer.
For the video audience that's watching, look at, you can see in there how terribly placed, like,
what
nose
is that?
Straight in... Straight into this plastic piece.
Hey, can I wear that?
Takes my... Yeah, you wear it. And put your nose
you don't think
inward.
You don't think I can fit?
You're like a inverse, like, what's the... never mind. Whoville. You're an inverse who. There you go.
Hello, friends.
Oh, you gotta turn.
Oh, it wasn't on.
There you go.
Luke, I am your father.
It kind of worked. If it was louder, it would be so much better.
I have come to take your wife from you and destroy her with my dick.
I think my voice is just too deep. Wow.
Do I look fucking...
God, these lights are freaking.
No,
the remote has been taken!
Damn it, no!
I wanted to take a picture.
None of us are Kylo Ren.
I don't know how to do what he's doing.
Here.
Oh, smooth.
Hand it to one of the...
Smooth is the worst. This is the best one. Like... Don't give it to the women. They will use it to do what they want. I don't want them to do what they want.
I wouldn't. Yeah.
I want them to do what I want.
Strobe.
Yeah, see, strobe is not as strobey.
Flash.
Why don't we just keep it on one so...
See, I want this, but I want it to be 8 times faster than this.
Right?
No, I want just one.
Can we take down the brightness here?
I don't know. Let's turn it off. Can we turn it off and sit in the dark? That'd be fun.
I don't know what's happening. We're just having...
Dude, I don't know where the receiver is.
It's that white thing.
God, it just remembered strobe.
Jeez,
there.
Yeah.
We're on white.
Thank God.
Whoa! It's purple. Really?
Hey. Oh, no, we got Kylo Ren over there in the corner now.
Oh, man.
Kylo Ren really went from his emo haircut to a very stylish red color. It doesn't really suit you, Kylo, I'm going to be honest. You don't look as menacing.
Oh, there you go.
That's better. Also, I love your boob job. Great way to replicate Darth Vader by getting brand new titties.
Brand new titties.
Okay. Hey, should we do the show?
Hey, should we do the show?
Okay, so we're here.
We are.
We are. You gotta lean in a little bit more.
I don't.
You do.
No.
We both have to lean.
I'm not leaning.
It's horrible. But...
I'm not leaning anywhere. I'm humping the table.
Okay, that works. That works great. Yeah. Okay. So, we're here fulfilling our obligation. The last show we did was about Interstellar.
Yes.
The one before that, I think we just talked about this Guido we know. The one before that, I think, was Dark Knight.
No, that was Iron Man 3. Guido episode was Iron Man 3.
Okay. Well, basically, this has turned into a once-a-year movie review show.
Yes.
That's what this is now.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, I guess we could talk about other things, or anything we want to talk about. I mean, I moved back to Wichita. That's changed. You're dating someone who's not a total whore slash drug addict slash idiot, which is great.
Woo!
Notice I said total. Because you want a little bit of all of those things. to date us. She takes a drink.
That does not make any sense.
It does. We want a little bit of a whore.
Uh-huh.
We want a little bit of an idiot, because if they're really smart, you think they're going to put up with this. And I don't even remember what the second one is, which or third, which proves my point, because I can't count or remember.
Drug addict.
I guess that one we could do without, but I'm not going to judge.
Yeah, you want a little bit of a drug addict.
You want a little bit, just a little bit of
meth. The drug is the penis, though. Just a little bit of meth.
This was annoying. Holy shit. This is crazy. Holy shit, this is crazy.
Witness, don't go. Now my voice is like way higher than it was supposed to be.
Falling, operational okay. Big Bird battle station.
So Colby and I just went and got it. Colby and I just went and saw this movie in IMAX. And by this movie, I mean Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Like
Colby,
the new one.
Colby's had a bigger boner for Star Wars than he has for anything he's ever had in his life. And I didn't know Colby was this big of a Star Wars fan, but apparently he is.
How did you not know this?
I don't know.
I dressed up as piece of shit Hayden Christensen for the opening of Revenge of the Sith.
I think your someone's phone is ringing. Is this one it? Is it yours?
No.
Is it that?
Are you fucking dumb?
I don't know what you're...
There's like cell phone noise in the microphones.
Is it your cell phone
I think
that's
it's
out
hers.
There on the table?
Why would mine be making noise?
Lock it up.
He's not?
Lock it.
Oh, is it the cell phone static?
Yeah.
It
could be mine out there on the table.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Who cares?
It's really bad.
Back to Star Wars.
Here, listen to it.
Why is it really what?
So anyway, back to Star Wars.
Oh,
so,
God.
Isn't
what
that crazy?
Is this?
What?
Why is this happening?
It's like ADD show. You want me to go try to move my phone, see if it works?
I don't care. Right, sounds really bad. Oh, it just stopped.
Is it my body?
It just stopped. You were stepping on that, you dipty dude. No, that's not it.
Is it going again?
No. We're fine. Get back here, damn it. Now I'm alone. Holy shit. That started it. Back. What are you doing?
I can hear it. Yeah.
I don't get it.
It's just falling. What the fuck? Okay, goddamn it, Kay. It's hard enough for me to get in here.
What is this noise?
Is it still there?
Yeah. Now it's like...
Is it gone now? Is it this?
No.
You should never grab a lightsaber by the blade, by
give
the way.
Give me the lightsaber. I'll kill ya.
Okay. Can we just do this?
We're doing this.
Why did I put these on? These don't work. It don't matter.
There you go.
Let's just do this. Let's get it over with. We're here fulfilling our yearly obligation. Let's get it over with. So
we're
I took 7 pages of notes.
7!
Is there anything we want to talk about before we get started with the thing?
Spoiler alert. If you have not seen Star Wars yet.
What are you fucking doing? It's horrible. I don't know what it is, but it's
back.
Horrible. Yeah.
Why?
Don't know.
Is it still there?
Bam,
God.
Bam, 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 bam.
Penella! You piece of shit!
Colby, is it this one that you're standing on?
Oh, something just happened. Is it that phone? What's happening?
I think it's in the headphones only. I don't
know. No, it's out there too. I heard it on the speakers. It's really bad now. Now it's gone.
Was it the phone?
It might have been the phone.
Yeah, I don't think it's...
It's fine now. It's gone. Okay, let's finish the show before it comes back. So, spoiler alert. It's back.
God!
This is a good...
No!
Let's call it good. Say we're done.
And we're done! Star Wars was great.
I want to talk about it, man!
Oh, okay.
We have to do our stupid show.
I want it to not be shitty, though.
I agree. I don't know what we can do about that.
Is it still doing it?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty bad.
Is it watch?
It's not this mic.
Why did we think this would go anywhere near?
Hey, it's gone right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, it's gone.
Let's wait.
Let's see if it comes back.
Uh-huh.
Hey, let's just share this.
All right, so Star Wars.
We can share one. This actually sounds probably better than it did before.
Oh, okay.
If I'm being totally honest.
I think that was Antonio's idea in the first place, so now he's going to shit on you for saying that, but...
I don't know. Anyway, here we go. This sounds great. This sounds better than it did.
Yeah!
Okay, official start of the show. Theme song! Da 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 da. Okay, you do the bass drum. Da 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 da. Okay, Seth and Colby, Star Wars episode. Spoiler alert, yeah, fuck your mothers and have sex with your dogs. Let's go.
Fuck your what?
I don't know what I just said, to be honest with you. I just stole the mic. I need to not do that. So, here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
First thoughts, go.
Great.
Okay. That's a good, loud first thought.
Kylo Ren's a badass until he takes off his fucking mask and reveals he's a goddamn... You know what he looked like? You know what I saw today?
What?
You remember Grandma's Boy?
Mm-mm.
You don't remember that?
I never watched that movie because
I have
taste.
You never watched it?
Mm-mm.
It's so funny.
Is it?
Either way, there's this nerd in it that is totally dressed in black. His face kind of looks like Adam Driver's face, and he has fully slicked back hair. His name's JB, I think, in the show.
Kylo Ren's hair.
That's going to ruin it forever. That's what's ruining him for me right now. Is it back? It's you!
Because it's back, and she wasn't on it.
Turn, put it in airplane mode.
No.
Do it.
You can't use it.
You
it
can
makes
play
noise.
Games without or without Wi-Fi.
Oh, it's back.
You're ruining the show, Chris.
Now it's gone. Mode. Yeah, it's Chris's phone. It's been Chris's phone this whole time.
Been Chris's phone the whole time. Should I plug the
you
mic
can
back
plug
in
your mic back in now, I guess. Although it did sound better with one.
Yeah.
That's okay.
What do you mean it sounded better with one?
I don't know. I just felt like it sounded better with
we're
one.
Good.
But
we're good.
Yeah, you gotta be closer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here. Doesn't that go? Why? What?
That makes it louder.
Okay. Is it good?
No.
Can we stop?
It sounds. I think it sounds better like this.
Oh my God.
That sounds the same. What's this thing? Oh. Well, Pinella had it on
now
omnidirectional.
Introduce.
Oh my you God. Now it sounds so much better.
To Seth's big fat fucking messing with shit. Is it off now?
It sounds so good now.
Well, great.
Pinella had it on omnidirectional.
Yeah, because he probably wanted like the room mic.
Why wouldn't he change it when we're doing a goddamn show?
Because he's a dum-dum.
That's it. Okay. So, Kylo Ren's hair definitely a little excessive.
Like, there's no way all that fit in that fucking
right.
helmet.
And why does he have to have a Pantene Pro V haircut?
Right.
It's not acceptable.
That's true.
What?
I'm really glad he does have long hair because his ears look like fucking this, dude. At all times.
You think he showed up for casting and they're like, wow, he's really good, but he looks like Planet of the Apes?
When he was talking to Han in their moment, like...
I didn't pay attention to his ears.
Oh, it ruined it for me, too, because that just made him a bigger nerd.
I think we just watched it at the IMAX.
We just saw it.
We literally just saw it.
About 2 hours ago.
And for the second time. So this is our second full playthrough in a theater. And,
fuck this movie because everyone wants to see it.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone and their mother.
Dude, there's too many people on Earth. There's too many people waiting.
We need a new plague.
I wrote down weird outfits we saw. You ready for this? First of all, we saw Ryan Chappass. him at 14.
Yep.
Remember, historians will remember Ryan Chapman, who is an Irish man. And also a woman, I think. Is he a woman? He converted to a woman. Right?
Yes,
that's
right.
What I thought.
Mm-hmm.
We also saw a hillbilly Agent Smith.
Yes,
and we saw
he had his glasses. Look how big!
Wow,
those
he
fucks.
Does have big ears.
He's an ape.
Can you show that to the
He's
camera?
He's a
there?
Monkey.
Just like hold it up. Just like put it in front of the eyeball on the camera. Just like go straight up. Just like go straight up. That's probably good.
Yeah, they can see.
Yeah. Okay. Now show a
Most
naked selfie.
Show.
I was just gonna try it. And we saw a kid in jogging pants, like a 12-year-old in red joggers.
Yep, red joggers, man.
And his mother was wearing a giant cheetah fur coat.
You know what I forgot?
What?
Pinella's dog is here, and that makes me sneeze and sniffle.
He's not here.
I got sinuses, and it's basic. Half of it's here with all its fucking hair. Half of it.
Also, we're not supposed to mention his name.
Five babies.
We're not supposed to mention his name.
Who?
Said it. Both of you have
Bob.
John Smith?
Yeah, Bob. And then we saw a guy decked from head to toe in OU gear, like he was a basketball player.
Yeah.
But he wasn't. He
was
just a douche. He was just a douche. Okay, so I want to talk. I got 7 pages of notes. Should I just go?
No, hold on.
Okay.
Reason I brought up fuck that movie because fuck those people is because this is 2 weeks after it has come out, and there was a line an hour before the fucking goddamn IMAX.
Dude, it was sold out. We didn't tell you when
people
he went down
are
to get K. Like
in
someone walked
droves from the outer regions of Wichita,
dude, and probably Kansas.
Fucking, yes, yeah. It's just insane.
There was when you left to go get K for like those 3 minutes. Someone tried to take your seat.
Yeah,
like they walked all the way down, and I was like, "These seats are taken."
Well, where are they?
Yeah,
dumbasses. And Chris went and sat in the seat before they made it down there, and you know, speaking length.
Right.
And they kept going, like get the hint. Couldn't because they're stupid.
Fucking people, man.
Plus, I took forever because there were no freaking
spots. Yeah, it was like a million miles away. Yeah, it's a million miles.
The point is, it's 2 weeks after this movie, and there's like...
And it's still sold out.
Still sold out. That's unbelievable.
It's crazy. And that means that our spoiler alert really isn't needed because you should have seen it by now.
Yeah.
Because everyone...
Everyone and their mother.
If Cheetah Coat Lady is fucking to go see this movie right now, you should be seeing this movie right now. That's all I'm saying.
Yep.
So, Han Solo dies.
Boom.
Dropped a bomb. Kylo Ren is Han Solo's son. Bomb two. Luke Skywalker's not in it until the last 30 seconds of the movie, and he just has retardant lips, and then he turns around and goes to the ending credits. He turns around like this, man. You ready? This is my Luke Skywalker part.
He has Matthew
mechanical
mouth.
Hand.
He has open mouth Matthew syndrome.
He does not.
He does. You noticed his ears? I noticed open mouth Matthew Luke
really?
Skywalker, yeah.
Well, at the very, when he turns around, yeah. But
yeah, but why is his mouth open?
Eventually he's like, he turns into like a,
well, you know,
what the fuck are you doing here?
His lips are probably incredibly chapped from standing facing the wind on top of a mountain like that for 30 years or however long it's been.
Maybe he has a cold
life. I don't
He's like, thanks for bringing the lightsaber that I lost. Can you bring me some Carmex next time, man? That'd be great. My lips are real chapped.
Why couldn't you have just flown to the top of this thing?
Yeah, Chewbacca should have just fucking landed right on top of the mountain.
Right, like, and Luke's standing on the top. When you flew around the mountain, you saw Luke.
Right, and Luke would have seen them.
Yeah.
Like, it's a deserted island planet.
It's
like, he would have seen the Millennium Falcon flying in.
You have to circle to, fucking land. There's no way that they didn't
see. So this is a perfect segue into my topics, because this is my whole... view on the movie that I've been wanting to talk to you about this whole time. I loved this movie.
Right.
It's great.
It is great.
I also, at the same time, hate it so much because so much of it just doesn't make sense.
Okay.
So, it moves way too fast.
It does.
That's my number one gripe with the movie.
Yes.
Like, actual gripe, because the rest of these things are just nitpicky.
Okay.
But this is my actual gripe. I feel like they tried to do too much in not enough time. Like, make it a 3-hour-long Star Wars movie. We would have been okay with that.
I would have been okay with that.
There's just so much happening all the time. It's this thing followed by this thing followed by this thing followed by this, and then it's the end of the movie.
Yep.
It's too much. It's too much. Can't keep up.
I felt like a slow point, honestly.
Really? Where?
Maz place. Maz Castle.
Oh, that's because you just don't like her.
No, before all the action,
but that's like the only scene in the movie where there isn't action.
That is about.
So it might feel out of place based on that itself.
Yeah, I think it was just really.
It's cool. Like her scavenging, Maz, the rebel planning the attack. Everything else is a fight scene until the very end of the movie.
Everything's a fight scene.
Yeah. There's just no, like,
okay.
We're hanging out,
answer
there's character development, that type of thing.
The stormtrooper with the little lightsaber fighter.
That's
thing.
Mace Windu.
Yeah, is it?
The Hydro Spanner is what that thing is called.
Why does he know that Finn's a traitor?
Because all the stormtroopers apparently know each other.
Yeah.
That'd be my guess.
No.
Well, so
they have a bounty on his head if you knew he was the one.
Right, so they probably did a picture of him.
Yeah. Like if there was a wanted criminal, you knew what BTK looked like, but you never met him.
So I think my number one complaint is like this is now we're getting into the nitpicky stuff. I know that the name of the movie is Star Wars, so there always has to be a giant war because otherwise it's not Star Wars, it's
right.
Star Peace.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make any sense. That doesn't sell tickets. Star Peace doesn't sell tickets.
Star Peace?
Yeah. This is like Star Trek. You have to be trekking somewhere. Okay, if they ain't trekking, you're just watching Star Sit. That ain't good. You don't want to watch Star Sit, you
don't
want to
watch
Star Peace.
Star Sit now.
Okay. So I get that there has to be a war. Following that, I had my second biggest complaint, which I think I might have answered myself, but I want to run it by you to get your opinion.
All right, man.
So I don't get the economy of the system right now, okay? Because back in the day, the Rebel Alliance, all their shit was falling apart. It was covered in moss. They had goddamn fish people running their business.
They did.
And that's because they were a small group of rebels fucking trying to take on the giant government, the dictatorship that is a Galactic Empire. The Galactic Empire controlled all the resources, all the money, all the labor. They had the world. If you weren't that, you were poor and on Tatooine, or you were scrounging together what little you could before your planet got blown up and you were the Rebel Alliance.
On the outer rim.
Exactly. Okay, so you get that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to apply that same logic to the First Order, which has ring-dang-doodly-new shit. Okay, it's just incredibly nice, and it's new, and they took all the Empire's technology, which couldn't have been cheap, and they made it even better than it was before. And then the Rebel Alliance hasn't done shit. They still got fish people running their governments. They're living on a fucking planet that no one's heard of before. Princess Leia's still there. And they built a bigger, bigger Death Star. How do they afford it?
They don't. I agree, because that's what I read about, too, was some people's main concern was they don't know how big the First Order really is because they have one destroyer ship and then
so that's exactly what I was thinking during the movie. As I was going through and, like, when they were doing the whole Nazi Sig Heil thing, I was like, that's the entire First Order minus what little amount of people are going to that planet where Yaz is right now. So they're just not very big. You think that's what it is?
Oh, no.
No?
I have an answer to half of this.
Oh, great. Here comes Google to the rescue.
No, I didn't Google.
What? What is it? What is it?
So, I think that they're funded by, like, the Lucius Malfoys. Like, the people who are evil that have a shit ton of money.
Who?
You mean Snoke?
No, like, in Harry Potter.
Snoke's behind all of it.
In Harry Potter, Voldemort is supported by, like, Malfoy, who has a ton of money and funds Voldemort.
Uh-huh.
So what if there's an equivalent to Lucius Malfoy that funds the First Order?
Of course there is.
A really rich asshole that hates people. Like, they're funded by all the rich assholes.
I mean, that's a theory, sure. I mean, that could be. Okay, so let's start at the very beginning of the movie. All
right.
Why did that old man have the map? And then why did R2 have the rest of it? Go.
Why?
I also thought it was stupid they, like, gave that away a long time ago. Like, remember when C-3PO?
That's another thing I don't like about the movie is this timeline. So, that's about the end of the movie, I was thinking about this, too. Because R2-D2 is a fucking droid. They would have Admiral Akbar over there kicking that shit out of R2-D2 and taking his map if they knew it would lead to Luke Skywalker. So, my theory here is all this shit happened, like, last week. Because how could Luke have been gone? Like, when do you think he left? Like, what's your instinct? Before, like, now you're thinking about it.
Right.
But going into the movie, what was your instinct? Because mine was, like, right after Return of the Jedi. Like, he started the Jedi Temple, he trained some shit, Kylo Ren fucked some people up, and then he left. And that was, like, over the span of a couple years. It's been, like, 15 years.
That's what I would say. I would say it took him 15 years since Return of the Jedi to have the Jedi Academy and train some motherfuckers, see Kylo Ren get to a decent teenager age for rebellion, and then he rebels and goes to the dark side and fucks.
That's exactly what I was thinking. So what if we say it hasn't been 15 years? What if it's been a year?
Then what the fuck has Luke been doing before that?
Well, I think
letting the First Order just be like, well, I don't know. My new
so the
dick.
First Order is the thing that doesn't make sense, but what if Kylo Ren, all of this taking place over a year makes so much more sense to me.
Okay.
Because how could over the last 15 years, how has Han Solo not ran into Kylo Ren? How has he not seen Leia for 15 years?
That's
how have they not found the Falcon for 15 years? How has, how is, like, all these people that they haven't seen, Kylo, how has he not become full-on Darth Vader in 15 years under Snoke? It only makes sense if you really limit down that timeline to be like a year ago.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, everything just started for some reason at the beginning of this
movie.
How old
is Kylo, do you think?
26, 27 probably.
That old?
I would
really?
Yeah, maybe 25.
Yeah, I'd say that.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, and if they gave him to Luke when he was three, you know, two or three, that's when you're supposed to start training, right? Five is too old, according to Yoda.
Yeah.
So if we take that canon, he probably went there around three, four, five at the absolute latest. And if he changed as a teenager, that puts 10 years there. So I just, the timeline doesn't make sense to me.
We don't know.
Right, and I wish they would have explained a little bit more of that, because that's my biggest gripe with the movie, is it feels too movie-like that nothing's happened in the last 30 years until this movie started.
Right. I get you.
Like all this shit's went down, but we don't know about any of it, but all of a sudden now there's a problem. That's crazy to me, because I don't get that people wouldn't kick a screwdriver to R2-D2's face if he was shut down for 15 years and he had a map to Luke Skywalker.
Well, they didn't know he had a map to Luke Skywalker.
They would fucking check. C-3PO acknowledged it's highly unlikely that he would have that in his memory banks. Well, you know what's better than highly unlikely? We know it's not there by cracking open that bitch's skull and taking a look, because he's a goddamn droid.
Also, I want to learn, if the Empire was destroyed, how does the First Order have all their shit and just like...
Right. And that's crazy to me too. And who's Snoke?
Yeah.
There's a lot of that.
So many questions.
Anyway, back to it. Why does the old man?
Yes.
Why does the old man have it? And we got on that tirade about time, because Kay said, "Why would he just now give it up?" That makes more sense if we think of it in a span of like a year. He's just had it for 6 to 12 months, and now he's making contact. Instead of, I've had this for 15 years, and all of a sudden I'm giving you a ring-a-ding-doodle because I'm going to give you the map now.
Ring-a-ding-doodle.
Huh? I think that's the second time I've said that. It's my new word, apparently. It's the name of the episode, ring-a-ding-doodle.
So how about Han and Leia don't fucking have a boy for like 10 years into that, and then 25, and then he's just now getting there. So like,
but it's been 30
Jedi
years.
Shit would have been like 5 years.
It's been 30. He said it's 30 years after.
Since the Jedi Temple shit?
No, since Return of the Jedi ended. It's been 30 years.
I'm just saying, for the 30 years, we don't know what happened.
Right.
Han and Leia didn't have a kid for 10 years.
Okay. So which makes Kylo Ren 20.
Right, yeah.
Which I think is too young.
No.
I think that's too young. No. I think so,
he's
man.
He's totally older than me.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think so.
Well, yeah, but...
Also, supporting
how old's
the... Kylo also knew the old man.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Because he would probably knew him as a boy. That's my guess.
You think so?
Because he
obviously knew Luke really well.
He obviously
and he knew
worked
the Force.
With Leia and Luke and the Rebellion. What I don't get as well is why they changed the Rebellion to the Resistance.
Exactly.
Because that's Terminator.
Well, look at this right here. Let's see here.
This might be a stupid question, but why did the old man take it there?
I don't know.
Why is that old man on Jakku a piece of
shit? The Resistance should be called the Republic Army.
Yeah.
Why are they the Resistance?
No idea.
They should, they're the Republic Army.
Yeah.
Right?
If
not, why wouldn't someone fucking... Why wouldn't they have an army?
Right.
That's like the Clone Wars. The clones were the Republic's army.
Yeah. Yeah, that didn't make sense either.
So I didn't get that either.
I don't know why it's called Resistance.
Maybe
we'll learn more about that in Rogue One. Maybe.
Maybe. Is that supposed to be a prequel or a sequel?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I think it's a prequel. It's
That's
like
what
a,
I thought, too.
I thought it was like an intro to Poe.
Which I think might be better. Like, I think C-3PO's red arm has something to do with Luke Skywalker disappearing. Like, what if he was there serving Luke and Kylo chopped his arm off? Also, I think Kylo's lightsaber is not purposely that way. I think it's too shitty, and I think it's like venting energy.
Yeah.
Because I don't...
Yeah, on this fucking lightsaber, there's this big red wire right here that's completely exposed.
Right.
I'm like, you gotta catch that shit in your hand sometimes when you're just fucking around with it.
So I think he's probably doesn't know how
and
to build a
this
lightsaber.
Bit, too? Like, I don't know what the fuck that is.
Well, that's, I think, supports my theory. I think some energy just seeps out.
I would guess you are correct. But then again, like, if you got this far with it, you couldn't finish it correctly.
Not if he didn't have training.
Like, how
what
the
if
fuck
he
do you
what
know?
If he decided to kill everybody before they finished completely making it? Or what if he had to make a shit one because the one he nice one he made was green and he needed a red one now because he's Kylo Ren.
No, man, no. Like, none of the Knights of Ren even, which apparently he's the lead of.
He's the lead and the only remaining. Did you pay more attention during the dream sequence this time around?
No.
Okay, I tried to.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't hear one thing Yoda said.
Right.
Okay. All old Obi-Wan says is Rey. That's clear as day. I heard Obi-Wan Kenobi say, the new Ewan McGregor, said, follow his footsteps or follow the footsteps.
At the very end?
Right.
Yeah.
And I couldn't...
Or no, this is...
He said these something about follow the... blank footsteps. Yeah. It was either his or the. That's what I heard.
Damn it!
Also, it showed Kylo and his knights killing everybody at the Jedi Temple.
Mm-hmm.
Right before they showed little Rey getting dropped off on Jakku.
Right.
And wasn't it friggin' Kylo Ren's voice had said, like, come with me or something like
that? I don't know. I didn't hear that.
I heard it. I don't remember what he said.
These are the first steps.
Is that what he said?
That's what the last part of it was. It was a whisper. It was like, these are the first
steps.
No,
I thought that was the girl as she comes into the hallway.
No.
It's you can't hear it. They're bastards. Why don't they just say
I may or may not have a copyrighted or a pirated version of it that we should, I will answer these questions for you.
You probably can't hear it.
You probably can. Audio's decent.
Oh, also, allegedly. Really important question. Why do all the women want to fuck Chewie?
Because why not?
He's a big, hairy animal. None
I'm
of these
sure
women can handle
soft.
Him. Well, then the women
I
really
would
wouldn't
like
want
to
it.
Cuddle and pet
yeah.
Him.
I mean, the Yaz lady wants to fuck him. Ray wants to fuck him. The doctor lady wants
no,
to
Ray
fuck
doesn't
him.
Want to. Chewie
oh,
wants
Ray
him.
Wants
Chewie
the Chewie
wants,
dick.
Chewie wants to fuck Ray.
I think he's just a flirt, too.
Yeah.
He's a Wookiee!
I'm the only Wookiee left.
That's Wookiee for fuck. That's what that was right there. That's DTF Wookiee.
He's also huge. He probably has a big dick.
Oh, I'm sure it's massive. It's what he ain't got.
That's scary.
Bandolier that's hiding scary some something thought. In there. I'm just saying, that bothered me. It's like it was like when the doctor said, I'm like, every fucking person wants to bang Chewie. Chewie's like a pimp daddy now.
That the doctor was sarcastic about.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. I don't think so.
She's like, oh, I'm sure you're so
you're very brave.
Brave.
that's what I got out of it, man.
Terrible imagery.
You don't want Chewie getting jerked.
That was disgusting. God. Oh, damn.
Why did they change the font for the opening crawl?
Did they?
Yeah, why isn't it what it
it's
was?
Probably
before?
More legible.
I don't like it. Okay,
I'm glad it still had.
They also
power.
Claimed that the First Order was born from the dark side. So that, if Snoke is the person who started it, that confirms that Snoke has dark side force powers, right?
No shit.
Okay.
I'm going with the fan theory on that, that he's Palpatine's fucking master, dude. Reincarnated, because he reincarnated
You think
himself.
It's Palpatine's master?
Yeah, Lord, Dark Tyrannus.
I can see that happening just because... He's never
Dark
seen
Plagueis?
Physically. Plagueis, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, Tyrannus
it.
Is...
That's like an alias for what? It's his face.
Dooku?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, that's it. Yeah, because Count Dooku, Dark Tyrannus.
Yep,
yep,
that's it.
And, yeah, I mean, because you never see him physically.
Count Dooku.
He's always a ghost person.
Who?
Gollum, whoever the fucking guy.
Oh, yeah.
Snoke. By the way, Andy Serkis yeah. is probably the best actor in that whole damn show.
Bring... to me.
Yeah. That's like, when I heard that line, I was like, my precious.
I know, like, seriously, I saw Caesar from...
I did too,
Planet
actually.
Age, just like,
he's,
no!
He's so good at being other people, though.
He's really good.
What do you think he's like in real life? Do you think if we were friends with him, we could be like, be a monkey, and then he would just start being a monkey?
Oh, hell yeah.
Because he's
like
gotta love that shit, right?
Joker, right?
Right.
Or jester or something.
He's like gotta that. Love doing that shit. Like, we need you to play a monkey in King Kong. All right. Need you to play a monkey in this movie where monkeys take over the world, and we need you to do it three times. I'm down. Oh, we need you to play Gollum in 40 movies. Yes.
Yes.
We need you to be yourself in the Avengers and get your arm cut off. I'm there. Can I grow a fucking awesome beard? That's what happened.
That was so weird.
Yeah, he's in that movie.
That's so yeah. That's the one.
Human. It's like here he's himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
All right. What else do I got in here?
What do you got in there, man?
Okay, I covered that. That one's done. I covered that one. That one's done. Okay. The Rebellion needs new leadership because if they are still the underdog after 30 years and they built a new Death Star and the Empire didn't go away, obviously there needs to be some changes. Akbar ain't getting it done. Leia ain't getting it done.
Now, where are these scouts for the past 30 years
right.
that could maybe inform them, hey, you know, they're building
right.
a Starkiller?
Right. Also, did you notice that Greg Gumberg, the big fat guy who J.J. Abrams put in there just because he's friends with him, is the scout who got caught and led them back to the base?
No. That's funny.
That was a really, like, throwaway. Yeah. Like, Poe is like, this guy, sit back intelligence, and then it pans over to him, and he's talking about how big it is.
And I'm like, well, they just said in the scene before that they followed the guy back to his base. Yeah. What a dumb ass.
What a dumb ass.
That guy sucks. Let's see here. Okay. End of the movie.
Okay.
When they get back, Han Solo's dead. Rey comes back. She hugs Leia.
Right.
Even though they've never met.
They haven't. That's kind of fucked up.
Mind blown. Like, I guess Rey and Lay. Whatever. Like, I guess you could say that they have a connection in the Force, and that's so they innately kind of know each other. Mm-hmm. But come on, man. They didn't. They never met.
That's
ever.
True.
She didn't know she was Han's wife. She didn't know she was a resistance. She didn't know she existed.
Yeah.
Because she thought Luke Skywalker was a myth. There's no way Leia is anything to her. Right. And then they hugged, and they had an exchange glances. That kind of supports the
hey,
daughter thing.
I turn my phone on right now. Anything will fuck up.
I don't know.
Keep going.
Why does? Oh, also in the movie, why does R2-D2 wake up? Is it because Rey arrived?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering too.
And if
that's so random.
And if so. Does that mean R2 was given instructions to wait for Rey?
No.
Because the map arrived beforehand.
No. I'm saying Luke Skywalker was like, oh shit, I just felt Han Solo die. Time to come back.
Oh, you think that's it?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm, that could be.
That's my guess. That's what I originally thought, but I don't know.
There's just a lot of weird stuff that happens right when Rey gets there. And this was the first time she'd ever been there.
Okay.
Okay.
I have a list of 40 plot holes in Star Wars.
Oh, God, just read them. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Well, let me see what I got left. There's lots of close-ups of people's faces breathing really hard in this movie. Like, I've seen
like
John Boyega's upper lip more than I've seen Chris's at this point.
Yeah.
That's half the movie.
John Boyega, yeah. I mean,
he's very expressive.
First
I mean,
watch,
I get it.
I liked him. Second watch.
Oh, I liked him more. I think I'm
losing it.
I liked him a lot. He's my favorite part of the movie, I think.
Really?
Well, that and the miracle that they got Harrison Ford to speak up. Like, I don't know if you've seen recent Harrison Ford movies, but every single one of them, he talks like this, like he can barely put an effort
really
to open his lips. And in this one, he actually sounded like Han Solo occasionally.
I know. Like,
it was incredible.
For it, but, I mean, he didn't say, like, didn't you send me something? Or you sent me something? He was on Jimmy.
Oh, the paycheck thing?
Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, he hates Han Solo. He didn't want to come back for Return of the Jedi.
Really?
Yeah. Which is, to me, intensifies the miracle because not only do they convince him to come back, they actually convinced him to act again.
Yeah.
Didn't he get, like,
yeah, he got paid 5 times more than anyone else in the cast.
That's ridiculous.
But he was in the movie a lot.
It's his movie.
And he's Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
I mean,
he paid the man what he did.
They brought back everyone besides him.
Right.
And plus, I mean, now he's done.
Well, and Leia's like, oh, I'm
yeah, we don't need her.
I fucking smoked 100 cigarettes in between Return of the Jedi and now.
Yeah. Yeah, she lost a little bit of.
Yeah, she doesn't really feel like Leia. They could have got like an old. Like, she got like Helen Mirren.
Like,
Claire.
Yeah, would it have been bad to replace
no.
Leia?
No.
I don't think so either.
They could have just brought back Han and said Leia died in a Wampa accident or something. Who cares?
Yeah, they had to explain his fucking son thing, though.
They could have fucked a while ago.
Yeah, but it had to be Leia because she's the only one with the Force. Han doesn't have the Force.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, because they could have. Had sex, had the baby,
then
she
died.
Oh.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
Yeah. But whatever.
Kylo killed his mother.
That
would have been a goddamn good plot. You know why this is kind of, it's filled with holes? Was because they originally had a script, and then 2 years ago, when they, 3 years ago, four, five, I don't know how many years
just
ago.
Just 100 years ago.
When did they buy Lucasfilm? 2012?
Yeah, it was like two and a half years. Yeah,
so then they were, from then, since they bought it, they were trying to make a new Star Wars movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the works. And so they had a script laid out for, what, 2 years, and then last year or something like that, JJ and the guy from
well, they shot it like a Empire. Year and a half. Yeah.
The script was just kind of rushed.
Well, I agree with that. It got put into the Disney machine,
uh-huh.
which I'm fine with. I mean, you notice things like that because they cram in characters that don't need to be there. Like Captain Phasma, like has 2 lines. Because she doesn't fit.
They pimp her character out like crazy.
Right, and that's so they can sell toys.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it is, man.
Yeah, that's all it is.
That's all it is. That's because she has like three lines in the movie.
The prequels. Yeah.
Right.
She doesn't do a damn thing in the movie.
She doesn't do shit, and then she dies.
Here I am with my gun.
And also, there's only one shiny captain. There should be 30. It makes sense to have a general. One general. Okay, I can buy that if you're small. One general. You should have like six captains.
Yeah.
She's like, he reports to my regiment. Well, so does fucking everybody because you're the only one. What a worthless statement, you piece of shit.
Maybe there she's the only one for that planet.
With different stormtrooper masks.
I saw them, but there were like 40 of those people and they looked like guards.
What were the ones with like the red shoulders? Did you
see those were like I think, like commanders.
That was, yeah, yeah. That was an upper ranked one.
Right. There's like regular dudes and then there's the ones with the red shoulders. There's like, and even in the regular dudes, there's like people with like, like armor stuff. But that makes sense. You have different people doing different types of warfare.
Heavy, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, have heavy troopers and regular ones.
There's a difference between the Empire and the First Order.
Right.
But
I just don't get why there's only one Captain Phasma. There should be 30.
Don't get why she's important either.
Like, you know why I loved Star Wars back in the day? Because there was so much stuff in the movies that you didn't, that people didn't know about. But you could get the inside scoop by reading a book or looking at, like, the visual dictionary that came out. Mm-hmm. And it was like, here's this rando sitting in the bar in one frame of this scene, and here's his entire life story.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that about Star Wars. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like there's any of that in this new movie.
In this one?
Yeah, there's no, like, weird characters.
Right.
Like,
there's a dictionary, though.
And I hate that there's mystery. I hate that there's a mystery about everything.
There is.
Like,
that's
I don't
Abrams.
Like, I feel like I should skip all the Star Wars movies, wait till they finished, and then binge watch them all.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be so much more enjoyable to watch them, because this one feels like a movie that doesn't have a beginning and it doesn't have an end. To me.
It won't until you see the last two.
Right, and
we're
that's in like 2023.
Star Wars, man.
I don't want to live Star Wars,
we're,
man!
We're our parents. We're living through Star Wars.
I lived through the prequels, man, and it was more enjoyable.
It was terrible.
No, it was great, man.
It was terrible.
I have a whole Star Wars box. I have a whole box. Cereal boxes and shit.
Yeah, you saw Jar Jar and you're like, oh my God, Jar Jar!
Dude, I wanted to fuck Jar Jar. Misa put a dicka in my mouth. That's what I wanted to do, man. That paper tried to run away.
Didn't.
Let's see here. What else we got?
Damn it.
Okay. Do you think that Coruscant...
Can you go to the car and get my other battery? Please, my dear.
Do you think that Coruscant blowing up is a giant fuck you to the prequels? Because they had no reason to blow up Coruscant.
They didn't.
And they just did. And I feel like they did that so they would never have to reference the Republic or Coruscant ever again.
Why?
I don't know why. Is it right here?
Thank you.
I just touched Colby's dick.
You did. Why, though? The prequels, all they gave a shit about was the politics.
Right.
And now there's none of that.
Right.
Wait, you need that?
That's ridiculous. Yeah, I need that.
He needs the big part. The big silver
part. There's like four of them. Just grab all four. I don't know which one's
You open the
one
door.
Charging.
They open the door, they'll
there's
all come pouring out.
Yeah, sure.
This is a very uncomfortable
I love you.
Chris is scary in the Kylo Ren now. I'll get
doesn't that piece of plastic like just shove into your nose?
Because it does not go back to my head.
I thought it was about to be like a full, here's a helmet.
Oh.
Because I bought a Vader mask one time with a voice changer, and that was $70.
And it was a full helmet?
It was a full helmet,
yeah,
and it had the box.
Oh, dude, that would have been so much better.
I know.
How come that didn't have it, man?
I don't know.
That's shit.
I'm very upset. I really wanted, like, a full mask where I'm like, I am Kylo Ren.
That would be
nope.
fucking awesome.
I'm Colby. Nope, I'm Kylo. No, I'm Colby. That's the back of my Colby's head, not
okay.
Kylo Ren.
So do we think the blowing up Coruscant is a fuck you to the prequels? Because I feel like they showed that just so they could be like, Coruscant's gone. No one bring it up.
Yeah, sure. I would say so because I don't think Disney likes George Lucas very much.
Well, it just there's no reason for them to blow up Coruscant. None.
The Republic.
Why?
Is the it's the other government. There's the First Order or there's the Republic.
Okay, so what's the point of blowing it up? Now the First Order is the only government? Because the Resistance is still there and all of the First Order's now dead. Except for Kylo Ren, General Hux, and General Snoke, or whatever.
Snoke.
Because
just Snoke.
Because they all died on the planet that exploded. Every single one of them.
Who?
It's hot as shit.
The First Order.
No.
Yeah, they all died, man.
No way.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. No.
Didn't you see the planet explode?
Yeah, I saw the planet explode, but I'm saying that the First Order is way bigger than that, just that planet.
Well, then that brings up all the problems we talked about to begin with, where how do they pay for everything?
Another government, man. They tax civilians.
Then how did no one know that they were building a giant planet killer?
Such a good question.
I mean, you can't have it both ways. You either have this tiny little resistant that just got annihilated, or you have the Galactic Empire that somehow grew without anyone noticing. With no funding.
Maybe they thought that people were going to believe it because they believed it originally.
No, because that goes back to me talking about all this knowledge behind the scenes. All of that shit's explained. Like, Battlefront. So is Battlefront Solus, the planet?
Yeah.
That planet only exists in the expanded universe because that's where they build AT-ATs and TIE fighters. That's the only reason that planet exists. You don't see it in any of the movies.
Right.
You don't see it anywhere. The only reason that planet exists is because that's their manufacturing planet. And you know that. And so it makes sense. Where did all these AT-ATs come from? Oh, they came from this planet that the Galactic Empire controls, where they force people into slave labor to build other shit. And you don't feel like that could happen when there's this giant republic with multiple planets and a giant resistance watching over. How could they take over half the galaxy?
That's a great question. They just all of a sudden popped up, man.
Right. Except maybe they didn't, because they could have been there for 30 years. We don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It raises too many questions, I think, is my problem with the movie. There's more about the movie that I feel like they're using the excuse of, oh, we'll tell you later.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just an excuse. Right. I don't feel like they're actually really going to tell us later, because they would have told us by now. They could explain what Yaz's planet is. It would hurt nothing to know what that thing is.
Right.
Why is Boba Fett's symbol hanging from her statue? We don't fucking know. We could know, because it doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't matter. I just want to know, because
dude,
I'm a nerd, and I like to know that shit.
Go get the dictionary. It's at Barnes & Noble.
We'll have to go get it.
I have the art that didn't tell me shit. Other than Anakin Skywalker.
Well, we should go look at that, because that might answer some of these questions.
It doesn't.
It probably doesn't.
It doesn't. It's all just concept shit.
Let's see here.
And it's really all before JJ took over it. It was all 2013, 2012 art.
Oh, the concept art you're talking about. I mean the visual dictionary. It might have some stuff.
Oh, I'm sure it would.
Maybe.
I'm sure it would.
So do you, the robot, BB-8, terrible design.
Yeah.
Terrible design. Like, does he have a lighter in every single section of his body?
No.
I was wondering.
He would have to.
Too.
Because how could he rotate? If he needed his lighter and his butt was the lighter, how would you use it? He would have to back up and then light it, but now he's too far away from what he needed to light. So does he roll forward? Nope, because now he's back on his butt again. He has to have a gadget
there's
in every corner of his body.
There's a mathematical way to do it.
No, there's
it's
you
a
just
gyro.
Can't yell math.
It's a gyro. Science, bitch.
You can't just say science
magnets.
At me. You just can't say things.
I can.
You can't just yell
I
at
just
nouns
did.
At me and expect it to work.
I just did.
Unicorns. Space butts.
No, none of those make sense, though.
Neither did yours.
Science kind of makes sense.
No, science is just a word. You're Cameron right now. White Cameron. Science
black
Cameron.
Black Cameron.
Not black
gray
Cameron.
Gray Cameron.
Gray Cameron?
Yeah.
Okay, he does have a gray jacket he wears all the time. We can call him Gray Cameron. Okay, so I think that was, what else is on here? Oh. When Kylo Ren was inside Rey's head.
Uh-huh.
I like shaking my finger at you.
Do
like
you?
You're in trouble. This is Han Solo. What are you doing in here? He said that inside her head when she went to sleep, she saw an ocean and an island, which is where Luke is.
Yeah.
So she had seen Luke in her dreams.
Uh-huh.
So that makes the whole point of the movie completely worthless.
Why? She didn't know where that was.
Why not? She should.
She lives on Jakku, man.
Okay, well, then
she's
the Force is a giant asshole. It would be like if I just saw a throng of Asians all being like, Seth, come fuck us. And then I woke up and I knew that they were somewhere, but I couldn't get to them.
Yeah.
I would rather not know.
But maybe she doesn't know that's Luke because she doesn't know about the Force.
No, she did, though.
She definitely knew.
Yeah, she definitely knows.
So I think that goes back into the theory that she used to be trained by Luke, or I guess the popular one is she's his daughter, and so she grew up on the island. Also, why is Snoke so scared of Luke Skywalker? Like, that's the whole point, the driving force of the movie for Kylo Ren is that they cannot find Luke Skywalker. Mm-hmm. Why? If they already fucked him up once, why can't they just fuck him up again? They got a planet destroyer, man. If you could destroy four planets at one time.
Yeah.
It might be five. Does it really matter? If it's more than one, that's enough.
Yeah.
That's enough. Why are they so scared of Luke Skywalker, who can't even close his mouth?
I don't know, man. Too many questions.
Okay.
Frying his brain.
The only thing I have left is the fan theories. I figured we could talk about some of the fan theories.
Okey-doke.
Do you want to read your plot holes first?
Sure.
I mean, we can.
I can do that.
Let's read the plot holes so we can get even more enraged at a movie we both love.
Yeah.
Just for the record. We love the movie, but we hate.
Okay. Number one, I don't know if this is the worst or the first terrible one. Below are 40 plot holes in The Force Awakens. Few are trifling, but most are pretty damning.
Okay.
Number one, to blow up the 120-kilometer Death Star in Star Wars, the Rebels needed detailed plans for the base and a full-scale invasion force, as well as the supernatural targeting skills of the most powerful force
user
in the galaxy. To destroy the exponentially larger and better protected Starkiller base in The Force Awakens, all that is needed was a janitor with no special skills, a few run-of-the-mill handheld explosives, a couple not very difficult X-Wing blaster strikes, and some moxie.
Yep. But Empire, a lot more resources.
Yeah. That could make sense, but how do you get a planet with a big old boomstick in it?
Also, how does the planet have infinite suns? Last I checked, there aren't just a billion suns surrounding a planet. Like, so do they move the planet?
Or does it have to go to a sun?
I mean,
I agree. That's stupid.
We could work under the theory that that planet had two suns. That means that they only could fire the Starkiller twice. End of Starkiller.
Yeah.
What a, that's shit.
Mm-hmm.
So the planet either had like a jetpack on it.
Right.
Or there's a plot hole right there. Next.
The wily Han Solo loses track of his most prized possession, the Millennium Falcon, for more than a dozen years. He has no idea where it is in the entire galaxy.
See, they say a dozen.
When you lose something in your house, that's bad. When you lose something on your planet, you kiss it goodbye, but pray for a miracle. When you lose something in the entire galaxy, you just get on with your life. And yet, less than a minute after Rey being piloted, piloting the Millennium Falcon, Han's like, oh, look out the window. Oh, there it is.
Right. No, I don't disagree with you.
That's a good point.
I don't disagree with you.
Because literally, they flew it out of the atmosphere of Jakku.
Right.
And then, wham,
Han Solo's there. But that plot hole would make less sense. Like, it would make more sense if it had only been a year.
Right. If he had just got it stolen while he was a smuggler,
yeah,
that would be better than it's been gone for 15 years.
Right.
So, there you go. I like this. We're kind of getting plot holes, and we're making up our own theories that will eventually
Kylo
be wrong.
Kylo Ren, a powerful force user, fights a lightsaber duel with an ex-janitor who has never had a lightsaber.
I've heard this one a lot. Like, why could he fight? Dude, he's a trained stormtrooper from birth. Just because he was assigned to janitorial work doesn't mean that he's not trained in battle.
Right.
They took him into a battle.
Right.
Right. They wouldn't take
So, him yeah, he's battle only. Ready.
He's one of the First Order's best.
And yet, he never uses the force on his opponent, though doing so would have ended the duel immediately and barely wins the fight.
And see,
suggesting that he is simultaneously one of the least strategic wielders of the Force the dark side has ever seen, and despite his training, absolutely terrible with a lightsaber.
I think that's okay because he's not well trained. I think that's acceptable. Like, I think they make a point of showing that he only uses the Force for showy acts in the movie. Like, what? He stops a bullet,
uh-huh.
Or he, slashes shit and then chokes a guy. Like, he doesn't do any nuanced force moves like you would have seen in the original trilogy and the prequels.
Because he's not trained.
Because he's not one with the force.
Uh-huh.
He's driven by whatever Snoke wants him to do. He's a soldier that can use the force as a weapon. He doesn't think of the force as his ally.
Oh, okay.
You get what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Okay. That was the nerdiest sentence I've ever said.
I think this button
makes it brighter. Oh, it makes it dimmer. Oh, there's a dimmer on it. That barely got dimmer.
Yeah, seriously.
That's really confused why there's two pink ones.
Worthless.
Does it change when you change the color?
I doubt
or
it.
Does it stay pink?
What? No, it does. What if we turn it to pink and it changes to a different color? Oh, what if, I bet it stays the same of whatever it was before. What? What the fuck?
What the? Who the? Magic light!
Oh, there's not four of them. All right.
All right, number four. Rey becomes nearly as effective a Force user in a few hours as Luke Skywalker did in a few years. Just minutes before Starkiller base explodes, Supreme Leader Snoke tells Hux to go get Kylo Ren and take him off the planet.
Yeah, I think that one's movie magic, that the time is just condensed, like, before the explosion and him getting him.
Unfortunately, Ren had recently, unbeknownst to Hux, run into the woods like a lunatic, leaving no information about his whereabouts. It's no problem, though, because Hux apparently has Kylo Ren GPS.
Yeah.
Oh, I went backwards, shit.
There was a point before that.
Oh, there was two.
Yeah, Force, what was the one before that?
Rey using the Force.
Yeah, that feeds into my favorite fan theory.
Which is what?
That she's Anakin.
She's Anakin?
She is Anakin as a clone.
No.
That's my favorite theory. It makes so much sense.
It doesn't.
We can talk about it after we're done with these plot holes.
It's a fucking... She's a girl.
Oh, no!
It's Disney. They're all about that.
So chromosomes flipped. Whoopty shit.
The reason Ren was slowly bleeding to death instead of being dead by Rey's hand is that a massive chasm.
Skip it. You can't read it. Just skip it, man.
Feet between the two of them.
I don't know what you said. Skip it.
A plot hole. They shouldn't have. The only reason why he lived and Rey didn't kill Kylo Ren was because of a gigantic chasm.
Or because she didn't kill him because, you know, she's good.
Nah, it split and then she ran away.
Well, yeah, but that's every movie. There's always some way the bad guy gets away.
Yeah, that's just
crazy. I'm glad he got away.
I am too.
I want a Darth Vader. I want a 3-movie-long villain.
Well, and aren't they not supposed to kill out of hate because of that
bringing right. Right. That's what I mean. Like, if she was truly being guided by the Force, she shouldn't have killed him. Like, she would have stopped anyway. Because she broke his lightsaber and then she cut his face.
That's true.
So.
Okay. Rey, who has never left her home planet since she was a child, can speak Wookiee.
She can speak every language. Hence, Anakin. Next.
It's okay that Poe survived a TIE fighter crash. After all, so did Finn.
What?
But it's okay that Poe survived a TIE fighter crash. After all, so did Finn. But has any film ever cared less about giving the false impression a character has died? And then, B, having that character show up later with no one being surprised by it. Even Finn doesn't seem to care very much.
Oh, I disagree. He's very surprised.
Yeah.
Also, I don't...
And Finn's the only one who would need to be surprised.
Right, and I don't think the audience was supposed to be surprised.
Right.
But yeah.
That's...
He's kind of played as, like, the lovable oaf. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I think they mean other resistance
this?
People.
What's
why
this mean?
They surprised? But
what's
they
this mean? No, that's not accurate enough. I gotta be real close to your face.
Oh, God.
What's this mean? Because that's where the camera is. It's right on his face.
What is all this nonsense about the First Order only wanting to destroy the Republic because the Republic is supporting the Resistance? First of all, isn't the Resistance part of the Republic, not a separate operation? And if it is separate, why has the First Order only just now discovered the not very well hidden fact that the Republic is supporting the Resistance? And if the Resistance is, in fact, a part of the Republic, why didn't the Starkiller base destroy the Republic's planets and moons much, much earlier? In other words, what is the status of the war between the Republic and the First Order at the beginning of The Force Awakens, such that this oh, fuck it.
Oh, I think we covered that point already.
Number 10. Yeah. For that matter, why is it made to seem like the entire Republic is centered in just one star system?
I don't know that either. That's why I think it's an FU to the prequels.
Yeah.
Because there's no reason to think...
It would have been really great if there were only three planets.
It'd be like saying, oh, we blew up Washington, D.C. I guess America doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
They're like, no. No, that's not how it works.
That makes sense. That's dumb. These are all dumb. This is the Huffington Post.
Let's skip this. Let's talk about fan theory.
Kylo Ren is the head of the Knights of Ren, but there are no other Knights of Ren in the movie.
He should rename it the Knights of Kylo.
They actually are in the movie.
They are.
For a short part.
Very quickly.
They kind of explained that they were killed.
Yeah.
Like, they talk about how he's the last one.
Oh, I didn't catch that part, because I'm stupid, though.
Snoke said it. He said, my precious!
Yeah.
Captain Phasma is supposed to be a big deal character in The Force Awakens.
Nope.
Really? Was there no previous order Finn had ever refused to execute? Was the Slaar and Jakku actually the first naughty thing the First Order had ever required of him?
I think that was the first time.
That was his first battle that he was asked to kill.
Yeah. That would be my guess. And he saw someone die, which is a...
I thought he cut off the head of that one guy.
Finn?
No, Finn didn't kill anybody.
Oh, Finn. Yeah. Sorry.
Finn is the next janitor who goes...
They're really hung up on the janitor thing.
Right, like, he worked AOL. In sanitation, but he's not, like...
AWOL.
He's not a piece of shit just because he works in janitors.
He's not Matthew.
Look at Charlie. He's not a piece of shit. He's a janitor. I'm a full-on rapist.
I was a... Like, I helped with the basketball stuff. I'm
sorry. Did you just say you were a rapist? I'm a janitor at a bar. Colby, I'm acting out. It's Always Sunny, and you're just not even listening.
I'm reading this. What?
Summarize it.
I don't know.
Can we not do it then?
Can we move on to fan theories?
Let's be clear. Han's son joins the First Order, and Luke's attempts to train new Jedis goes horribly wrong, and both men respond to these setbacks by, well, abandoning the Resistance to be utterly slaughtered by the First
Order.
Drink
five. Right now, drink five.
Hurry up.
Colby, this is horrible.
Colby, no one's listening to you.
This is horrible.
Give up.
There's too many of them.
Give up.
Obviously, you two aren't fucking listening.
They haven't been listening the whole show.
Not you two. I meant you and you.
Me?
Yeah.
What?
You're the fuckers talking to each other when I'm fucking talking. I'm talking.
With your plot hole.
I
don't give a shit what you're done with, Chris. Sit there and shut up. Is this the Seth and Chris show?
No.
Fuck off.
It's not. I was acting out. It's Always
so
rage. Acknowledging me, though.
I don't give a fuck. Do whatever you want.
No. What was it?
No.
Good? Was it good?
No.
Then why were you reading it?
Because I got to fucking 10 out of 40.
Yeah, and we wanted to kill ourselves.
Whatever.
We're going to make it 30 more?
The 40 could have been, you know, something.
Read number 40 right now. Read number 40. Read number 40. I want you to read number 40.
What are you going
to
read on your notes?
Fan theories. Oh, Jesus, that went like in my lung.
I saw that. I exhaled as
like, it was such perfect timing.
Are we gonna die of like carbon monoxide or whatever?
I hope.
Like, I mean, there's only so much oxygen in this.
Dude, you know how many farts have been lit in here?
You should open the door a little bit.
Pinella's note said absolutely do not open the door.
Why?
I don't know, but it said that. What if we open this door and a fucking rapist runs in because that's what happens?
Well, you know what I realized?
I'm really scared there's a clown outside this door with a knife.
This door.
I
can't open it.
When I went outside,
yeah.
Like, I walked out and then I was able to walk right back in because I realized once I walked out, oh shit, the door shut. But you can still get in. So we were just sitting in here. And any one of those gangster
fucks out
there.
I'm going to fucking bolt that door. I'm going to bolt it.
I did it.
Okay.
On my way in.
Thank God.
Smart.
We could have died.
It has a keypad, so if it was shut.
It was shut, but I walked right back in.
That's
you didn't touch the keys?
Mm-mm. I don't know what the thing is.
Uh-oh.
Okay, fan theory number one.
Yep.
This is the one that Chris wants me to say. That Kylo Ren is not really evil, but he's an inside man who's pretending to be evil in order to... I don't fucking know. Get a discount at the New Order cafeteria.
That's the dumbest thing ever. Yeah.
But that's the only way to truly become.
Yeah, that's how he proved that he was not
like
an inside man.
Snape killed Dumbledore.
Yeah, it's like Snape killing Dumbledore.
That conversation would have gone a little different.
Also, why would he talk to Darth Vader's head and be like, I will finish what you started?
Yeah, exactly.
Because Darth Vader, Anakin originally started to try to destroy.
Yeah, but he said, Snoke can sense the light in me. Help me get over it.
Mm-hmm.
Because he needs to kill him. He needs to make Snoke believe.
You can't join a group of rapists and then rape everybody and then be like, it's just an act, guys. I'm doing it for the right reasons.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of what Snape did.
Snape raped everybody?
He did only kill people.
Maybe on your thing. Okay. Luke's daughter theory. Too easy, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's too easy.
I don't believe it because it's too easy.
Uh-huh.
Okay, my favorite theory. She is a clone of Anakin that the Emperor made when they made Darth Vader, that they kept in stasis until Darth Vader died. Then...
Who activated it?
The Empire did. At Darth Vader's death, they activated it. Kamino activated it, or whoever had it, activated it on Darth Vader's death. And the Republic found it, and that's why they stranded her on a planet far away, because they didn't want another Anakin to happen.
That would also explain why they never,
Why wouldn't they just kill her?
She would have memory for a certain period of time, and it never shows a vision of her parents. She was like six.
Anakin's an amazing pilot. He speaks all the languages. Yeah.
Okay.
They age. They're just like normal people.
Yeah, and she was like six in that thing, but she never says anything about what her parents looked like, what they did, or anything. All she knows is that they left her there. She just sees the ship flying away.
Well, what I just read on Wikipedia says that J.J. Abrams and whatever the other guy who's writing it is, they don't know for sure how this next trilogy is supposed to play out.
How That's the why. Fuck could they not know?
Yeah, they don't.
They have to know.
No, they haven't gotten a script down yet.
But they've got an outline.
Yeah.
The man who made Lost doesn't know who Ray's dad is. Are you serious? There's just no way that's true.
He left out a last name for Ray and Finn for some reason.
And I think that makes sense.
Last name for Finn. Yeah, he's a goddamn stormtrooper.
Right, well, that's the reason.
Yeah.
I like that theory because it explains so much.
Well, that would also explain why she doesn't have a last name.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
She has no family because she's a clone. And she's innately good at the Force. Anakin had no training and could pod race. He's a pilot. Anakin could pilot any ship, including pod racer.
God, that's so...
And then Anakin could talk to droids and Watto and everyone else. He had no language barrier. And he was 9, and she's like 25.
That's true.
She's not 25.
No, I'd say she's
18.
Oh, either way, she's not 9.
Right.
So that's my favorite theory.
It's a pretty good theory.
There's no way it's true. There's no way it's true because it's too good.
She'll
be like, oh, Ray, I fucked your wire mother at a truck stop on Tatooine.
Also, big plot hole. If she was activated at Darth Vader's death, that would have been 30 years ago.
That's
true. She's clearly not 30 years old.
That could be. I mean, maybe she was activated 5 years after. Maybe Snoke turned her on.
No.
Maybe she was supposed to be the inside man at Luke's place, and they had found Kylo instead. Holy shit!
You can fan theory for days, man.
Dude, her midichlorian count is off the charts, man.
You're not going to get anything until Rogue One, and then after that,
we ain't
going to
get anything
8.
In Rogue One either.
Yeah, we are.
I hope we just get the Admiral Akbar hour. Pull! Watch out, it's a trap! Also, his puppeteer is so bad.
Yeah.
They should have digitaled Admiral Akbar.
Nah.
His lips!
That's fine.
Random curl. That's what his entire puppet
just
was like.
His thing is.
Yeah, that's how he talks.
No! That's what his puppet looked like in the 70s because it was the 70s. It's 2015 now. They made a goddamn frog lady come to life. They can make Admiral Akbar real.
Oh, frog lady.
I always think of that cereal.
Akbar cereal that cooks tender and flaky. Cook some up for you and me. To pass him up would be a big mistakey.
Big mistakey.
I've never heard that.
Well, then I'll have an order of fuck you.
Yes, sir. I will have the calamari, please.
Oh. Well, I'll order an insensitive bitch. Well, the side of fuck you.
Okay, so that's my favorite fan theory. That's it for all my notes, man. I'm done.
Woo!
Okay, what else? How long's it been, you think?
Ow!
How long it been?
Stop it. Ow!
How long's it been?
I don't know. Who
I
cares?
About an hour.
Well, are we done?
No.
Okay, what's left?
Doing this.
Who's Kylo Ren?
It's Ben Solo, Han and Leia's child.
Do we know that?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the only thing we know, right?
It's literally the only thing we know. And Finn used to be a stormtrooper.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, well then, yeah, we're done.
Well, I mean, the other movies, Rogue One, about Poe Dameron.
Yep.
And then they're making a standalone Boba Fett movie. That will tell us jack shit.
That's last, though.
Is it last? Mm-hmm. What's in between?
It goes Rogue One, Episode 8, Han Solo, Episode 9.
Oh, that's right. It's a
Boba
Han Solo
Fett.
Prequel. It's before the New Hope.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Who are they going to get to play young Han Solo,
Anthology man? Han Solo is what it's called.
Dude, are they going to fucking... If they fucking pick, like Ryan Gosling or something to play Han Solo.
Why?
Who are they going to pick, man?
I don't know.
Who would you pick to play Han Solo?
I don't know why they are going backwards in time.
Well, that was a couple of random people for the main parts in this one.
Yeah.
You think they'll just do that?
A random motherfucker who looks like him. That's a good actor.
Because they want people that aren't associated.
Well, right, and every motherfucker is in a Marvel movie right now, which also is owned by Disney. Yeah. Disney should donate money to charity.
Yeah,
they have so much money, man.
They do.
Don't they have Harry Potter? Or no, it's Warner.
No, that's Warner. Yeah. Thank God. Otherwise, they own children. They own all children.
They really do right now, though.
They do. Star Wars and Marvel, and then Pixar, and then all their animated movies.
What about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
That's not a movie that should be watched by anybody.
Not that, but I mean, the toys are big again.
Are they? Yeah. Dude, did you see my Snapchat of those dudes in the Target aisles? That was fucking crazy.
That was hilarious.
I thought maybe you guys did it, but no. No. I was just walking by, and I'm like, what in the fuck is that? And there was three stormtroopers with Darth Vader with his lightsaber up, and then three Ninja Turtles, and one stormtrooper traitor on that side of the Ninja Turtles. That was the Finn of Ninja Turtles.
Uh-huh. I bought this $80 lightsaber. It's a piece of shit. It's really tiny, and it's plasticky.
This one's pretty
You should have got the 250. Let me see. Can I see it? Can I see it?
How much was this one? That one was 150.
Yeah, compared to that,
yeah, this
is trash garbage. Hey, you back the fuck up.
Yours, like, blinks, though, when you hit it. Mine doesn't.
What's the difference?
What do you mean?
Like, what's one mean?
Oh, it's like a test. One is test.
Test?
Yeah, like for kids to turn it on in the store and it wouldn't stay on forever.
Oh, I gotcha.
Number two is stay on forever, and then the O is off.
Is it supposed to turn on?
I just press the button.
Oh, there's a button. Oh, there's a button. I would never make it as
God,
a Jedi.
You are dumb.
Lick my ass, Kylo Ren. Killer. Saved it.
Saved it.
Oh, ridiculous.
Okay, I gotta feel happy.
Before we leave, we should just flip a bunch of Pinella's shit upside down.
I don't know who Pinella is. Who's this Pinella? We're not talking about Pinella.
No, we're like in Huova Studios.
Let's give a big thanks to John Malcolm, who let us come in today at DIO Collective Studios. And Savelle Johnson, big shout out to him as well. Who else do we like? Swagular?
Yep.
Anyone else?
I don't think so.
I think that's all of them.
Every other recording studio in Wichita, Kansas.
Yeah, Pauly Planet. What's that place down on that we drive by on Douglas? The living room couch?
I don't know.
They're going to destroy. They're going to go destroy things inside the studio. Pinella isn't watching, so he won't actually know this until he gets home.
Right.
I mean, John Smith isn't watching.
So
are we done with this show, man?
Are we?
I don't know. What's up? I don't know. Do we have anything else to talk about?
You want to talk about, like, us at all?
What do we got to talk about?
I don't know. Nothing.
I mean, we mentioned that you have a girlfriend. We mentioned I moved back to Wichita.
Yeah.
End of list.
The new one, the lightsaber and the new one's a little bit different because it doesn't have these little pokey things. It's got, like, lines on it. And then there's, like, bolts right here on the bottom of the new one.
I think that plastic, I think yours is just different.
No, this one is Luke's from, or this is Anakin's from.
Oh, yeah, that's. From, like,
prequel. But, I mean, it's supposed to be the same lightsaber. And this, I mean, is exactly accurate. It looked like Finn pressed this button to turn it on.
Right. Does Finn's hand look like it was choked like this? He looks like he was holding it like this.
Yeah, dude.
Like, he would have singed his skin off.
What I did like, though, was this part, like this black right there, was actually light. Like, you saw, like, a little tiny slit.
Right.
And then there's this metal, and then it's a beam. So the whole thing's a beam.
I wish they would make these that actually mechanically go up and down.
Those would be really expensive.
Well, who cares? Wouldn't you rather have one of those than two of not those?
Yeah. I'm saying one dude has actually made a lightsaber, except it's really thin.
They have to do it, right?
And it, like, it's heated plasma, and it can extend, it can go really far, it can't stay, it's very thin, and it looks like fire.
Dude, that's fucking awesome.
But it's like an actual, like, plasma.
Can we get one of those and kill Matthew with it?
Nah, some fucking smart MIT kid made it.
We could do that. We're smart. Come on, man.
No.
We could go kick his ass.
Who? Matthew? Yeah. We can just beat him up with these.
Yeah, we can just kick his ass with those, take his real lightsaber, and then go stab Matthew.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, cool. So, is that it?
That's it.
I mean, I feel like we are ending early.
That's okay.
But, I mean, we do one show a year. What do you want from us?
Yeah, what do you want? We have so much.
I mean, we talked about Star Wars for an hour.
That's what we do, typically, is, I mean, right. The rest of it's just filler.
I will tell you guys.
Yeah. No?
I have something planned.
No, he doesn't.
Colby
he's
doesn't
lying
know,
about it.
Colby doesn't know what it is.
He hasn't told me about it yet, and he's a lying piece
but
of shit.
But maybe we'll be back before December 31st of 2016.
It might or might not happen.
It probably won't. If I was a betting man at this point, I would say no.
Yeah.
Probably none of you will ever know what it is. But maybe you will.
But maybe.
What was that noise?
I don't know. I'm scared. Some chair getting turned upside down.
Right, we should probably go.
Well.
That's it. You have to say, let's kick this pig.
Let's
right?
kick it and the pig in the. Let's kick the pig.
In the face.
Yeah.
God, we're bad at that now.
Booty, 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 booty.